There's nothing little about this voice. That's Imani Coppola. She and musician Adam Palin form the eclectic duo Little Jackie. Their debut album, The Stoop, is full of tell-it-like-it-is punchy lyrics, not for the prudish, and musical arrangements that refresh an old-school R&B sound with pop hooks and hip-hop beats. I'm just my black Barbie, the life of the party. I light up the TV, arrested for DV. Sent me to the slammer, the time without glamour. Time stood still without my pain. Imani Coppola and Adam Palin are Little Jackie, and they join us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
No problem. We'll get to play some more music, too. But I want to know, Imani, did you have a black Barbie?
No, I didn't have any Barbie dolls. It was kind of rare to find a black doll when I was growing up, you know, and if there was one, it was almost embarrassing to have because it was like the only obvious black doll, and the only reason you had it was because you were black in some way. So, I mean, it was, I don't know, growing up in Long Island at that time, you made an effort to mold yourself as a white person. In my childhood years, before hip-hop, black people were associated with the movie The Roots, which was huge back then. There was like this influx of slavery awareness, and being like one of the only black people in my entire school district, all attention was always on you. Black History Month, whatever. You were always the first person the teacher would ask questions about, you know, and I didn't really have much experience being black, being that my whole life I was trying to be white, you know, so I just felt like it was a little weird. But Black Barbie is just, I guess, fantasy about how it would be if I were one of those girls, you know, the Paris Hiltons of the world. Not that I would ever, ever in my life strive to be something like that. I live a simple life, I am a socialite. I got no appetite, ain't got no cellulite. Got a disorder, I eat all the time. I'm part of the opium, that's why I say something. The message is one that I suppose can't be broadcast more often. It's the idea, I mean, first of all, a Barbie doll is, you know, physically, anatomically impossible. But there's that pressure that you see in the socialites and the celebutantes for being thin and beautiful to the point where they compromise their own health. Magazines, I feel like they're targeted to make women feel bad about themselves, for either not having the money to acquire these things or not having the resources to look like these women. And you know how the story goes, but that's also why people are obsessed with them, and that's why they sell. But I just feel like they're feeding a woman's depression and overall just bad self-image.
How did you and Adam meet?
We met sort of coincidentally while I was working at the studio, and she was getting back in touch with a producer that she'd worked with back maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And Mike Mangini, who produced this record, introduced us, and just sort of on a whim, she was coming in to write lyrics, and I was working at his studio doing tracks, and we sort of met. That sort of spawned the relationship.
Where does the name Little Jackie come from?
It's an evolving thing.
Oh, you're making up a story. Oh, do continue.
Well, you know, this is the true story. I was sitting watching TV, and I was like, huh, Little Jackie's a cool name.
It seems to be a combination of two factors. One, there's a song that is called Little Jackie Wants to Be a Star that's by Lisa and Cult Jam that somehow was inspiring in one way or another. And you have a childhood story.
It was not inspiring in any way.
For lack of a better word, it was influential.
Mm. I grew up at a time when you'd have so many singles on the radio released by Little Teresa Brewer, Little Somebody Somebody,
Little Stevie.
Walter, Little Stevie. Yeah,
that was another take on the whole thing, you know, the L-I-T-T-L-E instead of the L-I-L.
And Walter.
Yeah. To sort of bring it back to that era of little people.
Yeah. The era is also reproduced in the arrangements. I'm listening to it, and I'm hearing the Dixie Cups, you know, doing the song, and there'd be a bell in the background. And that's the kind of sound that was being produced, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, right. It's a very much a collage of Phil Spector. You have, you know, Memphis soul, Chicago soul, you know, Detroit soul. All those influences are in there. And, yeah, the bells were huge. I mean, a lot of those early pop arrangements that Phil Spector worked on were based around orchestral arrangements. So you had, you know, Glockenspiels and Celeste.
Live, too.
And
yeah.
Yes, all live. So, and they just always had this big, really big and just dramatic sound.
I like it because I grew up in that sort of environment playing violin. It was always symphonic, and every morning of my life was filled with oboes and bells and French horns and violins and
I love
stuff
French
like
horns.
That. French horns are beautiful.
Yeah.
Flugelhorn is very pretty too.
Adam and Imani, you think you guys are going to work together again on another CD?
Are we going to make a jazz album or something?
We were going to make a rock.
A rock album. Yeah, right. Now, it should be really fun to see what happens for the next record. I'm sure it's going to be somewhat the same formula, but lyrically, I really hope that whatever I'm going through in that time of my life isn't what I was going through. the stoop where I was involved in just piecing together myself emotionally, and I would love to be in a positive place when I write the next album.
Imani Coppola and Adam Palin are Little Jackie. Their debut album, The Stoop, is out now. They joined us from the New York Bureau. Good luck to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This stoop is my throne, this hood is my home, and the sky's always blue, but the brownstones. We in Brooklyn, ain't no Beverly Hills. Basically, we pay bills, then chill. East Coast bliss, West Coast diss. We do it like this, and we seal it with a kiss. And a pound is just how it go down. It's the protocol, do you feel me, y'all? Saturday afternoon, we talk about the night before, and tonight we're gonna do it some more. Sunday morning, hear the bands in the church play all day long. Every block is a new song. Sitting on the stupid bedstyle, always say hi when the brothers walk by. Just pop the etiquette, sitting on the top step with a bag of chips to sit back, relax, enjoy the.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Don't mess with me. It is what it is, it ain't all.